This is the Screaming Pods Network on ScreamingPods.com.
And now, on with the program.
Hey, hot dog friends. Welcome back to the Pilot Project. I know we're a little bit delayed here, but you can entirely lay the blame squarely at the feet of Dustin.
You can actually lay it at the feet of the virus that decided to invade my body.
It's some sort of autoimmune deficiency?
definitely not a syndrome, if that's where you're going with that.
I didn't say a syndrome. Maybe it was some sort of virus.
Yeah, I guess it is a deficiency of sorts, yes.
That you picked up from sharing needles?
Sharing something. I don't really want to get into that right now. Like I got into that then.
So, welcome back to the Pilot Project. Like I said, we're a little bit late here. Normally we would have talked about our old hot dog friends over at VIP last week, but, we're doing our best we can. We're struggling, but we're doing the best we can.
It's a two-man operation.
It is. And it's put together with, like, duct tape. And not your name brand duct tape. It's, like, off-brand, Janet Lee duct tape.
Yes.
The best of, or the worst of duct tapes, I guess. Definitely not the best. It's like government-issued duct tape.
Yeah, it's just silver tape. I don't even know if it could be called duct tape. I feel like that's too official.
It's like that cheese product version of cheese that is a cheese product. This is a tape product of duct tape.
Yes, and I mean, right now is a good example. Mark has this high-end, high-definition camera, and the one I'm getting to watch him on is one with his side monitor. He has his laptop like set up right next to his bicep, so he's trying to prove how much he works out. And he has the camera turned on just for that, opposed to the one that I can actually see his full face. Can't even look at me. He's telling me where I stand by the camera angle that he's providing.
Maybe that should be the cover image for this episode. It's just my rippling bicep.
There you go.
Just bragging about how much less sickness I have than you as of right now.
And me in the tiny corner on the bottom right-hand side of the screen. That about sums up the status of the whole show. Yeah.
So, VIP, our old pals at the, of the hot dog friend variety, VIP we did a few weeks ago, with Zedric.
We did.
And what do you remember of VIP? Anything stuck with you other than hot dog friends? Because I'll tell you, that's all that stuck with me.
No, that was the main thing. And in fact, you had to say it about 15 times for me to remember that she was, someone that worked at a hot dog stand.
Yeah.
And I finally got it right before this sentence. And I'm like, yeah, okay, now I know what the reference he's talking about. That tells you how much of it stuck with me, because I really probably haven't thought about it for 5 seconds since we watched it. Doesn't mean it was a terrible experience, but I don't think it had too much memorable about it outside of having Breaking Bad, future Breaking Bad stars be a part of it.
Yeah, that's really the only thing I took away from it, that Bryan Cranston was somehow involved in this. Yeah, but yes. I guess everybody's got to, when they're getting their start, they'll take any paycheck that comes their way, whether it's hot dog friends or starring in Cop Rock.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
That's true. When
it was probably actually decent exposure, because I mean, it's not like Pamela Anderson was a small name at the time.
Well, that's true. That's true. You're definitely getting you got to get your name out there one way or another.
Yeah. Even if it's for a booty girl or whatever you'd call her.
I wonder if
a nookie girl.
Bryan Cranston got to honk the boat horn like Tommy Lee did with her.
I'm going to guess not, but it's possible. Maybe Dean Harris did.
Maybe they...
Or Dean Morris. Dean Morris.
Maybe they were both honking the boat horn together.
Each grabbed one horn.
That's all you can do when you're with Pam Anderson is honk both horns.
It was pre-me too, so, you know.
Well, maybe that was invited. Why would that be harassment?
That's true too. That's a good point.
Maybe that's just a fringe benefit when working with Pam Anderson. It's not necessarily sexual. You just get to whip it out and honk a boat horn.
Yeah, true. Good point.
Who doesn't like a good horn honking?
I hope for his sake he did.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of honking, let's talk about our next episode, and we're going to be talking about a honking of the goose variety, and that is something a little bit different. We're going to take on a Thanksgiving TV movie, and again, I know we're breaking outside of our prescribed format, but we decided we want to do something very special, and that was a TV-based movie from Thanksgiving from the wonderful world of Disney, I believe, from 84 or 86, I can't remember.
And it's from 1986.
Yeah. And it stars the entire Bridges clan. You got Lloyd, yes. You got Bo, Jeff is in there, uncredited, and we've got newcomer Jordan Bridges at the time. And it's not just...
was newcomer that soon left us.
That's right.
Because who knows where Jordan Bridges is today.
That's true. I know he was on Dawson's Creek, apparently. Yeah, and we've also got Jason Bateman in this thing as a young teen. And
don't forget Courtney Thorne Smith.
And Courtney Thorne Smith as the object of everyone's affection.
Yes.
Along with a lot of hay bales in this movie.
I feel like that was her common role, was the object of people's affection.
Yeah, that was her slot to fill in the in the 80s and 90s, I suppose.
Yes.
It's
so to speak.
I haven't finished yet. I have started it, and it's about what you would expect out of that quality TV movie from 84 for The Wonderful World of Disney, but
or 86.
It should be or 86, whatever. 80 sometime in the 84 to 86 window.
Right.
But it's a thrill a minute, I'll tell you that.
Because things change so much from 84 to 86.
Yeah.
In film quality.
It's basically, the whole movie is set around the premise that Jordan Bridges is a mopey teen who has given the job to fatten up a goose for Thanksgiving and then kill it. So, it's quality. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah. I mean, that description pretty much gives you what you're looking forward to.
And the promise is that you're going to fatten up this goose and murder it.
Yep. And all the grumpy teen emotions that go along with that.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of sad teens in this, and just based off of unusual athletic competitions, put it that way. And that's a tease ahead.
That is. It's the teased right into it, because I have not seen 1 second of this yet.
So if you do want to watch The Thanksgiving Promise with us before you listen to this episode, which will come out probably this Friday. It depends on Dustin's sick schedule. But if you want to watch it, you can go to YouTube and just look for The Thanksgiving Promise. That's available on there, the full version, full hour and a half. Or you can go to our website, pilotprojectpod.com, and we have the video embedded there in the post for this episode, or there's a link in the show notes for that. So
you probably want to go ahead and get started based on your description, because it might take you a few sittings to get through the hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah, it's 1 hour 33, and I think I've stopped and started about 3 times so far. So, that's any indication.
You know, it's amazing to me, though, that obviously there's not going to be a lot of pilots based on Thanksgiving, but there also weren't, like, a ton of, like, cheesy TV movies based on Thanksgiving.
No.
This one was kind of hard to find.
I feel like Thanksgiving is an underserved market for movies.
It is.
There's not a lot of Thanksgiving. I mean, even in the feature film department, there's not that many Thanksgiving movies.
Yeah, barely. I mean, you have what? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is like the big one.
The big
and
one.
What's number two? Exactly.
There's a movie Anne Hathaway that was all centered around a Thanksgiving dinner. It was like Rachel something another. Anyways, it was like really brutal. I remember it being a very emotional movie, put it that way. But it's not one I would like show around the holidays. Like, let's gather around the family and watch drama.
Is it Rachel Unmarried or is
I don't know. Who cares?
Nobody. Rachel something.
Yeah. But yeah, why is Thanksgiving such an underserved holiday in the feature film department?
You would think, I don't know, just like a lot of people hang out on Thanksgiving. Maybe, I mean, family, I would assume, sometimes comes into town for that. Maybe not, it's probably not the deal Christmas is, obviously, but
yeah,
still seems like people would, there'd be more than one, incident where Steve Martin tries to get home for Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
I feel like there'd be other people trying to get home for Thanksgiving.
Or just anything based around Thanksgiving. I mean, there's, you know, talk.
Well, I know, but there's so many I'll Be Home for Christmas style movies. I mean, people need to get home for Thanksgiving, don't they?
Yeah, why don't we
just like Thanksgiving shenanigans with the family? I mean, that seems like that's common.
Why, maybe we need to start this market. We need to start directing our entire cadre of films will be based around Thanksgiving.
Maybe we can fill that that underserved market.
Maybe we can do a reboot of The Thanksgiving Promise as a feature film version.
There we go. Replace all the bridges.
That's right.
With Hudson's.
And still bring back Jason Bateman as a teen.
Of course. I'm sure he'd be willing to. Yeah. We could probably get Spare Bridges, whatever his name was. We'd probably get him in there.
I think it's his registered name now.
It should be.
Unrecognized Bridges.
We could probably get Courtney Thorne Smith too,
and
bring back some of the cast.
Happy Thanksgiving to Jordan Bridges.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations on Thanksgiving.
Congratulations on all your success of being in this one movie.
Yes.
All right. Well, on that note, don't forget to check us out at pilotprojectpod.com, and we will check you out sometime soon for this very special Thanksgiving episode of The Pilot Project.
Pilot Project is produced by Mark Hudson and Dustin Taylor. We have new episodes every Friday. Email us at pilotprojectpod@gmail.com or find us on social channels as @pilotprojectpod. Links to subscribe to this show for free and links to the TV shows we watch can be found in this episode's show notes or on our website at pilotprojectpod.com.
Thank you for tuning into The Pilot Project.
I'm loving this show.
We hope you enjoyed the show. See you next episode.